I'm Matt Bush with BPR News. I'm speaking with Corey Valancourt, reporter for the Smoky Mountain News.
Hi, Matt. Always glad to be here.
Thank you for coming in, Corey. And we're going to talk about Haywood County, the political parties in Haywood County. We'll start with Republicans who have this resolution about disloyalty. Explain to us how this came to be.
Well, it's really quite interesting. I think if you look back just prior to the presidential election last year, you had a conservative wing and a more mainstream wing of the Haywood County Republican Party. And as that conservative wing became ascendant during what you could call a conservative revolution, I think, across the country during that election, the more mainstream Haywood County Republican Party didn't really care to see them around. And so as the splinter group, the Haywood Republican Alliance, assumed some leadership positions in the party, they were ousted in precinct and county elections in the spring. And so they kind of splintered off into their own group, and they've had a contemptuous history ever since.
What's the difference between the two groups? What is their ideological break?
Well, it's not that huge. It's not a huge gulf. In fact, several of the members are just as conservative or just as liberal in that party as members of one group and members of another. So it's not really about ideology. I think there's some personality conflict there and just some logistical challenges there that these folks have had a lot of trouble sorting out.
What's the personality conflicts that you're referencing?
Well, there are some pretty strong personalities in both the Haywood Republican Alliance and the Haywood County Republican Party. And I think if you had to really narrow it down, it's establishment versus anti-establishment. And we see that in the Democratic Party as well with factions. In the Republican Party, it may be the more ideological versus the more practical. And in the Democratic Party, it was Bernie Sanders supporters with Hillary Clinton supporters.
So on the Republican side, they have this disloyalty resolution. What is that?
What it does is the individuals named are prohibited from participating in political activity with the party as well as holding office. And I think that's the main crux of it is as these folks were precinct chairs and treasurers and things like that in the county party, now they would be prohibited if this resolution did indeed pass, which I've told it did, they'd be prohibited from holding office or returning to the party for 5 years. So this essentially kind of stomps out any possible future counterinsurgency again by these folks.
Is that possible that this can be enforced?
It is possible. You know, it's a private organization and they certainly can deem who are members and who are not. And they also have recognized procedures for removal, and I think that's where a lot of the static is coming from, is the Haywood Five, as we're calling them now, say that they were never notified of the charges against them, they were never allowed to present their own defense, and they don't even know for a fact that they were indeed named in a resolution. So it's a really anti-transparency movement happening, and it's not good for the Republic or the Republicans.
And talk about how this affects the governing of Haywood County. We'll get to the Democrats having their own issues in a second, but how does this affect the ability of these political parties? If they can't govern themselves, how can they govern the county?
Well, it's an optics issue, Matt. That's a very astute observation. You have a political party that's sole function is to elect candidates to office to help govern, and if they can't govern themselves internally in a transparent manner and provide basic American values like due process and freedom of speech, how can any voter look at any one of those candidates and say, I want that?
You said the Democrats are having a similar faction battle. Can you tell us about that?
I wouldn't characterize it as a battle, Matt. You have a very liberal wing that supported Bernie Sanders, and they're very upset right now, and I think with good cause, due to what happened to Bernie during the election. And then you have the more mainstream wing that supports Hillary Clinton, and they're also upset for a very different reason. However, those two factions have come together. The Democrats have welcomed that influx of new blood from the Sanders supporters. Those folks are very active on the grassroots level. They're doing things like having healthcare rallies and talking about issues. And so I think we saw this with Howard Dean as well. He brought a lot of people who were liberals but not involved in party politics out to the polls. And later, those people integrated, and they're currently the leaders of the Democratic Party. Dean went on to chair the DNC after his loss in the primaries. So the Democrats have really utilized this as an effective means to bring their party together. County Party Chair Myrna Campbell told me today that they've focused on the things that they do share in common rather than their differences.
And that would seem somewhat different than what's happening in the Republican Party. I guess that's an understatement, maybe.
Absolutely, Matt. It's absolutely an understatement. Again, I use the word insurgency because it apparently has been treated as such by the mainstream county party, and they are not fans of these folks at all. And with them not working together, one of the Haywood Five told me this morning, nobody is winning.
Lastly, we'll use the word disloyalty. That is a very coded and loaded word in our political lexicon. What do you take from that word being used as part of this resolution?
Well, in the lead for my story, I compared it to something that may have happened in Moscow in 1938 or in Cuba in 1931 or 1961. Both of those were post-revolutionary show trials where charges were similar to that, not being vigorous enough. It almost sounds North Korean in nature. If you're not sufficiently sad over the death of the prior leader, you can be executed for that. So it does bring up these really nasty connotations. And as you alluded to earlier, President Nixon used the term in regards to Jewish people. And so it is a very loaded term, and it just sounds so un-American.
Corey Valancourt, thanks again for dropping in to see us.
My pleasure, Matt. Thank you.